Welcome to the Washington page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, about an upcoming event and the installation of their mural.
Well, it's hard to believe, but summer is kind of winding down. Can you tell us about some of the events that are still going on at the library this summer?
Sure. So we really have like one big final event for summer reading, and that is this Thursday at 6 p.m. And it's Jeff Atkins, who comes from Chicago. He has a program called Bubble Wonders. And basically, it's like a bubble show. It's kind of hard to explain. You can actually, there's YouTube videos of it. And he's kind of a big deal. He's coming to Iowa to all of these big cities. He's going to Iowa City, Coralville, Des Moines, and then Washington. So it's really, we're really excited to have someone of his kind of performance level. And I think everyone that goes, I mean, kids, adults, everyone will have a blast.
And is this on the second floor of the library then?
It is, yep. It'll be in our kind of combined meeting rooms upstairs. And it's free, open to the public, so there's no sign up or anything. All ages are invited.
And do you think it's something that all ages would enjoy?
I think so, definitely. When I was watching it, I just got a kick out of it. So even if I didn't have kids, I'd probably go. So we're definitely inviting everybody.
Great. And then something new at the library is a mural in the alley. Can you tell people about this?
Sure. So we are very excited about this. It's been about a year in the making. We started a partnership with the University of Iowa, and I kind of threw the idea out to them at one point that we have this huge beige wall in our alleyway, and then there's that beautiful mural on the other side, which is the Marshall's building, if you've ever driven through there. And I said, you know, we just need something on our side. It's like this big blank canvas. And so they talked with their art department, and there's an art outreach section called Arts Share. And they found the student Erin Rapley, who is an MFA candidate. She mostly works with industrial, like metal arts, but she was also interested in painting and kind of large scale public art. And so we've been meeting with her, kind of just giving her some really broad outlines for what we were looking for, and she came back to us with two really neat proposals. Very, very different. One was kind of a parody on American Gothic and, you know, holding books instead of a pitchfork, you know, kind of, I guess, a more traditional parody. And then the other one is just a really unique original piece that she created that's based on the Horsehead Nebula. And then it also includes the shape of a person, and then there's also some kind of seed elements, like a tree almost. You know, you can see where there's knowledge and discovery kind of built into it. And that's the one that the library board decided to go with, actually. So it's a little different, you know, a little more abstract, but we figure that people go through there often enough that you'll be able to pick up on some of the elements of it as you go. And then we'll also include the artist's statement with the mural. So if people wanted to kind of find out a little bit more about what it meant, at least to the artist when she created it, that's what it'll be there for.
So then when folks go to drop their books off in the alley, they can take in some public art.
Exactly. Or they're recycling.
Right. And is this piece going to be very colorful? Can you kind of explain that aspect?
Sure, it is. So if you Google image Horsehead Nebula, you'll see some of the kind of color scheme she's going with. So there's some really beautiful, brilliant blues, like almost turquoise, some green, some almost like a deep pink kind of color. I wouldn't say magenta. It's not like, you know, going to be neon colored or anything like that, but it'll be really bright. And that was something I think the board really liked, and I really like about it too, that it's just joyful, and it'll go well with the other mural, which is so colorful on the other side there.
Great. And work is already underway.
Yes. So the power washing is finished. So basically it started out, she washed it with kind of a chemical compound that people use a lot of times with house painting. Power washed it with the help of Terry Phillips, actually. He kind of donated a lot of his labor and his boom truck to help make that happen. And then put down a coat of primer so that it'll won't bubble up, and so hopefully it'll stay for quite a while, and then the painting is underway.
And were there any locals that are going to be helping with the painting?
Yes. So I contacted the high school art department, and there are quite a few students that are part of their art club that are interested in public art. They actually did a mural themselves in Brighton. I think it's the site of the meat locker in Brighton, but I could be wrong. But either way, on the side of a building there, and so they're really interested in that. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for the students to work with an MFA student and kind of a more artistic, more abstract art piece.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Please come into the library. It's kind of starting to slow down a little bit. And so it's your chance to come in and get some good summer reads before you go on a trip.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.